Governor Kim Reynolds has signed a bill into law that allows Iowa farmers to legally grow industrial hemp. The Iowa Hemp Act passed the legislature with overwhelming support last month. China today announced it will raise tariffs on $60 billion in U.S. goods in retaliation for the U.S. decision to hike duties on Chinese goods. Iowa's 4th District Congressman Steve King says he's disappointed that the U.S. and China couldn't reach a trade deal and understands the distress of farmers. King says that's why he's pushing hard for President Trump to approve the China trade deal.
I try to dial it down in the public as much as I can because I don't want to see the Chinese point and say, well, Steve King said this, could theoretically weaken the president's hand.
King says he would also like to see the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade deal finalized soon. And Congressman Steve King also visited the 185th Air Refueling Wing and new Commander Colonel Mark Mucky.
Opportunity to give him an update on the things that we have of going on, the things we're supporting around the globe, and give him an update on some of the strategic thought as to where we're headed with the 185th and into the future.
Colonel Mucky took over for outgoing Commander Colonel Larry Christensen at a change of command ceremony back in March. The 185th recently returned from a medical mission providing free care to people in Puerto Rico. Currently, a civil engineering team is working on a new school for the U.S. territory. And that's a look at Siouxland Public Media News. We'll have another update at 5:32. I'm Mary Hartnett.